When dogs or cats or the ownership of other pets are at stake, the issue of custody can be almost as wrenching as it is for children. There's a bill now making its way through the Wisconsin state legislature that seeks to outline how divorcing couples and the courts should handle pet custody. Tom Glowacki has been a divorce attorney in Madison, Wisconsin for more than 30 years. He joins us on the line. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Glowacki.
You're welcome.
And what are some of the more, if I might put it this way, messy or amazing pet custody battles you've run into?
The messiest probably involves a German Shepherd that both parties loved, but we worked out an arrangement for the ex-husband to have placement with the dog every other weekend. And
visitation rights, essentially?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the dog was to return to my client's house every Sunday night, early evening, and the husband, knowing some of the dog's proclivities and weaknesses, would feed him bratwurst for dinner before the dog made it back to my client's house, where certain problems occurred.
Yeah.
It was an older dog, let's put it that way.
Well, you know, it's the temptation, obviously, to treat this as being odd or lighthearted, but people care a great deal about and for their pets, and I would imagine a time of divorce even underscores their feeling.
It does. It gets difficult. People do love their pets, and unfortunately for the parents, the dog tends to go with the children and leaves the other parent out of the loop at that point. And then, unfortunately, too, sometimes the pets become another means of revenge in the context of the divorce.
What's in this bill that might help ease the strain or at least mark the lines a little bit?
Well, it's interesting in that pets are almost treated as children, and the parties then are to either negotiate a visitation schedule for the pet involved, and if they can't do that, conceivably the pet could be sent to the local humane society. And I guess it's sort of a Solomon-like thing at that point, who loves the dog or the cat more to prevent it going off to the humane society.
Do you think this bill's a good idea?
Only in the limited extent that sometimes we get judges who will just roll their eyes and say they're not going to deal with this issue. If the bill passes, then they'll have to deal with the issue. In my experience, most judges usually make at least something of an effort to deal with this, but now they won't have the choice. It's in the law, if it passes, that they will have to make accommodations for the pets.
Well, Mr. Glowacki, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Tom Glowacki, a lawyer in Madison, Wisconsin.